I'm gonna do, do what I have to do. I'm gonna do it now. I'm gonna do, do what I have to do. I'm gonna do it now.
Sing again, sing.
I'm gonna do, do what I have to do. I'm gonna do it now.
I'm gonna do it now.
I'm gonna do, do what I have to do. I'm gonna do it now.
All around this country, trouble everywhere,
and I hear those voices calling me, asking me, Nolan, do you care? Do you know and do you care?
Do it now.
Do it now. I know we're not alone. There was a million here before we came. There'll be a million when we're gone. Be a million when we're gone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm gonna do what I have to do. Say what I have to say.
What I have to say.
I'm gonna be what I have to be. Won't you come all along with me? Won't you come along?
Songs that Phil wrote. And I'm going to start out with a very quick story about the Philadelphia Folk Festival, 1968. Phil was on the main stage, and his opening comments were, I'm very happy to be here because I was arrested yesterday. I was in jail. And I started to think about it. He had been in Chicago at the Democratic Convention, and he had been arrested with, he said, six other people and the pig, and they were thrown into the paddy wagon and carted off to jail. And then somehow he got out and he was able to come here and make his commitment to the Philadelphia Folk Festival. So here we are, back again, still keeping his songs here. And we're just going to go down the row and get as many songs done as we can. And please, if you know the songs, join in. We'll start with Mr. Pat Wichter.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is a song that Phil co-wrote with Bob Gibson, and I think it was first recorded by the Chad Mitchell Trio. I think it was. It's called That's the Way It's Gonna Be. And the Chad Mitchell Trio played it something like, if you say that all the good times are gone, which I'm not going to play it like that. To me, Phil Oakes had an inner blues man waiting to come out, and that was my job, was to help him find expression. So this is, I turned this one into a blues. It's called That's the Way It's Gonna Be. If you say that all the good times are gone, if you say this rain will keep raining on, I'll walk along with my head held high, finding a song and I'll sing it to the sky. I may be wrong, but I'll live till I die. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. If you say I've reached the end of my road, if you say my tides are all running low, I got a will and a thousand ways. I got a dream of a thousand better days. I got a smile that just stays and stays. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see.
Called Brothers Son. This is one of the brothers. And now, how many of you were here last night? Did you catch this guy up there on the stage? Was he cool or what? My good friend and tormentor. Not mentor, tormentor. We go on the road a lot for the Phil Oakes Song Nights, and we often share a vehicle. And it's rather interesting, to say the least. But when we first started out, he was so mellow and so respectful toward me. You know, Miss Oaks and bowing and all of that. And now he just insults me nonstop. But I still love him. John Flynn.
And the ship sets the sail. It lit the tail. Carry to the shore. Straining at the oars. The staring. And the sea bids farewell. She waves and swells, sends them on their way. Time has been their pay. Time will have to tell. Soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. It's the sand, the hungry hands have tied them to the port. The hour will be short for leisure on land. As the girls scent the air, they seem so fair, paint upon their face, soft as an embrace, to lead them up the stairs. See you with us. Soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. In the room, dark and dim, the touch of skin, he asks her for her name. She answers with no shame, not a sense of sin. As the fingers draw the blinds, the sip of wine, the cigarette of doubt, the candle is blown out, the darkness is so kind. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of the harbor. As the shadows frame the light, same old sight, the thrill is flown away. Now all alone they lay, two strangers in the night. Till his heart skips a beat, he's on his feet. Shipmates he must join, she's counting up the coin, he's swallowed by street. Soon your sailing will be over. Come and take the pleasures of harbor. A cloud, and the whiskey's loud. There's laughter in their eyes. The lonely in disguise are clinging to the crowd. As the bottle fills the glass, the haze is fast. He trembles for a taste of passion gone to waste and memories of the past. Oh, soon your sailing will be over. Take it. In the alleys, wet with rain, the cry of pain for love was but a smile, teasing all the while, then dancing down the drain. To the boys, reach the dock, they gently mock, lift him on their backs, place him on the rack, asleep beneath the lock. Oh, soon you're sailing gladly over, come and take the pleasures of the harbor. And the ship sets the sail, they lay the tail, carry to the shore, straining at the oars, staring from the rails. And the sea bids farewell, she waves and swells, sends them on their way. Time has been their pay, time will have to tell. Soon your sailing will be over, come and take the pleasures of the harbor. Well, soon your sailing will be over, come and take the pleasures of the harbor.
And that's why I keep him in the show, because he can really deliver. John Flynn. Well, this is the 28th year of the Phil Oak Song Nights, and it's the 50th year of the Philadelphia Folk Festival, and they finally made a documentary about Phil that came out this year called There But For Fortune. And if you haven't seen it, I think Netflix has it. And I'm pretty sure they have it on Amazon, the usual go-rounds. And now, this is very appropriate. Philadelphia people, who are no longer Philadelphia people except in their hearts, because they have moved up to my land, up in Schoharie County, New
Go
York.
Ahead. Ruin our reputation, son.
Hey, just it's take the us best out. Place. I know some people call it Scary County, but...
It's a lovely place to live.
It's a lovely place
to live. It reminds me a lot of Mount Airy, actually.
Yeah, right. I don't think so. There are more people in one block in Mount Airy than there are in my whole
Are you
town.
Done?
No. Keep begging me, I'll keep know. Talking. Please welcome Kim and Reggie Harris.
A little bit more guitar.
I think one of the reasons that Sonny keeps us all around is that we all have recorded Phil Oak songs on our CDs. And this song, I believe, will be on a CD Reggie and I are going to start recording in just a few weeks. Another Age.
There's a man walking around the island with a snake cane. He picked it up in Thailand from a hurricane. And you know he's not gonna go there. He's been one time too long. Now the guards are gone. Younger boys are drowning in a shallow sea. The night belongs to snipers in palm trees. And their sabers flash like lightning in a cause of a lost brigade. Of a bad dream, and they'll coach you in the classroom that it could never happen here. But it has happened here. Well, I don't remember nothing that I've memorized.
I got my education from a black eye,
and they'll teach you law and order if you dare to play your hand.
Spare the blood and spoil the man.
So darn proud. I know I am when I watch these collaborations, and you never know from show to show who's going to do what with whom, and it always just keeps getting better and better all the time. It's a wonderful feeling. And now we have somebody who actually knew Phil. What a concept. He and I are the only ones old enough to remember Phil, personally, I mean. But he's been around. He's a jazz player, a folk player, he's done every kind of music you can imagine, and he's been so good at it. And he's agreed. He did a Phil Oaks thing with us out in Okemo, Oklahoma, and he did such a good job there, I decided to let him try again. And his... Why do you all pick on me? The wonderful David Amram.
Thank you. What a treat to be back. I'm originally from Feasterville, Pennsylvania. About 40 years ago, I was playing, and I said, does anybody know where Feasterville is? And someone said, yes. I said, how is it? He said, the same. But it's so beautiful to be back here at this festival and celebrate Phil, who is such an extraordinary artist and writer. And since he came from out in the Midwest and was from a small town, we had that in common. I was actually older than Phil. I'm 80, so Phil was a young guy on the block in the village when he came. He was just so amazing, and his songs have lasted and keep getting better and better. So when he wrote No More Songs, he wasn't implying that songwriting was dead. I think what he meant by that was that his commitment to social justice and to music and to poetry and to the finest things of America was still in his heart. And the world, with the Walmartization of music back in the 60s, suddenly forgot what it was all about. Now in 2011, everybody not only remembers, but all you guys and younger folks are creating your own songs. So his No More Songs meant that period. Now there's no more lawyers and people who never learned to sing and dance interfering with all the great songs that all of you and your kids and your grandparents can all write. So this is Phil's great, beautiful tribute to the art of songwriting and creativity. No More Songs. This is the way we used to play it at the Kettle of Fish Bar when there hadn't been a melody created yet.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody there? I've only called to say I'm sorry. The drums are in the dawn, the voices all are gone. It seems there's no more songs. Once I knew a girl, she had flowers in a flame. I loved her as the sea sings sadly. Now the ashes of the dream can be found in the magazine. It seems there are no more songs. Once I knew a sage who sang upon a stage. He told about a world, his lover. Well, that ghost without a name stands ragged in the rain. And it seems that there are no more songs. Beside the door, they told me that the moon was bleeding. And then, all to my surprise, they took away my eyes. And it seems that there are no more songs. In the sky, it's time to say goodbye. A whale is on the beach, he's dying. And a white flag in my hand, white bone in the sand. It seems that there are no more songs.
At the Philadelphia Folk Festival. That was beautiful, David. And now there's a young upcoming group. Also, all right, some of you are from Philadelphia, right? All three of you? Now, okay. So this is your local representation, but they are international and they go all over the place and great musicians. Please welcome Runa.
Thank you. My name is Shannon, and this is Cheryl Prashker behind me on percussion. And Fernand Vera on guitar. We also have a fiddle player, although she's over on the tank stage doing the fiddle workshop right now, so she's missing out on the Phil Oaks workshop, unfortunately. But this is, I guess, we are up and coming, but we're an up and coming Phil Oaks group too, because I've only done one of these before. I met Sunny on a trip to South Africa, of all places, with a great group called Sharon Katz and the Peace Train. So this is a wonderful experience for me to continue to just spend time with Sunny and to get to know her some more. So this is called The Thresher, and this is a song that Phil wrote about a submarine that was built for warfare and wound up sinking on one of its trial runs. So a bit of irony. This is called The Thresher. Portsmouth town on the eastern shore, where many a fine ship was born. The Thresher was built and the Thresher was launched, and the crew of the Thresher was sworn. She was shaped like a tear, she was built like a shark, she was made to run fast and free. And the builders shook their hands and the builders shared their wine, thought they had mastered the sea. She'll always run silent, she'll always run deep, for the ocean it has no pity, and the waves they'll never weep, they'll never weep. Marveled at her speed, they marveled at her deadly design, and they sailed to every land and they sailed to every port just to see what faults they could find. Then they put her up on land for 9 months to stand. They worked on her from stem to stern, but they never could see it was their coffin to be, for the sea was waiting for their return. But to their graves, they never said a last goodbye. And it's deeper and deeper and deeper they dove to see what their ship could stand. But the hull gave a moan and the hull gave a groan, and they plunged to the deepest, darkest sand. Now she lies in the depths of the darkened ocean floor, covered by the waters golden still. Oh, can't you see the wrong? She was a death ship all along, died before she had a chance to kill. But she'll always run silent, she always ran deep. Oh, the ocean, it had no pity, and the waves, they'll never weep, oh, they'll never weep.
Thank you, Shannon. All right, gross salesmanship. Gene Shea, you know, he's been the MC on that main stage for 50 years. Not only is he an MC, he has a radio show, as you know, has for years. And he was the one who came to me years ago and said, "Sonny, I'd like to put out a CD of Phil's songs sung by other people." I said, "Go for it, Gene." And he got so many people recording Phil's songs, he ended up with a double CD. And I brought it with me this time. It's called What's That I Hear? The Songs of Phil Oaks. I mean, people like Arlo Guthrie and Tom Paxton and I can't even think of all of them. There's so many people on there. Oh, Kim and Reggie Harris. Yeah, I remember Kim and Reggie Harris. I forgot about them. And Magpie and Greg Greenway and, well, you just have Eric Anderson. Well, you just have to look at it to see it. But take a look at that. And now Pat Wicker's going to go again, but he's bringing reinforcements this time.
I'm going to have Mr. Bob Beach join me on this next tune. Please welcome him to the stage. Monica player extraordinaire. So Phil Oakes was a city boy. I love this song partly because I'm a city boy too. But I was rehearsing this song backstage at a Phil Oakes night one time, and I knew I'd taken one too many liberties with the song when Sonny looked up and she said, "Oh, that's funny. Phil has a song called City Boy." I was like, "Oh, oops." So I have a compromise arrangement that gives you an idea of how Phil played it and then gives you an idea of how we're going to play it. I'm just a city boy, born and bred. It's a city life I've led. My pasture was the street. I've never climbed a tree. But that's all right with me, 'cause I'm a city boy. Just a city boy, born and raised. From these rooftops I have gained, where the grass was made of steel. I've never plowed a field, oh, till the pavement starts to peel. I'll be a city boy, just a city boy, born and grown. Well, that's all I've ever known, where the light meet the dawn. There's a factory for a farm. Oh, sure, the city has its charms when you're a city boy. Tell us all about it, Mr. B.
Don Flynn, by the way, did record Pleasures of the Harbor, the one you heard earlier. He put it on one of his CDs. And that's the goal up here, is to get all these people to record Phil's songs. David, when are you going to do one? John, come on back up.
I learned this song in a Motel 6 in Chico, California. We were on the West Coast doing a run, and nobody nobody in the show was doing this particular song, and Sonny asked me to learn it. And it was a rainy afternoon, and I scribbled down a few lines for the last verse, and I took them to Sonny. I said, "Is it okay if I change a line or two? I mean, I feel like I'm messing with scripture here, you know?" And she said, "No, dummy, now you're getting the idea. These songs are supposed to live and breathe and carry on." So anyway, this is kind of Phil's anthem.
Well, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British War. The young men started growing, the young blood started flowing. I ain't marching anymore. I killed my share of engines in 8,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Bighorn. I heard many men lying, not so many more dying. I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old run that lead us to the war. Always the young to fall. Well, look at all we won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it? I fought in your bloody civil war. I even killed my brother, man, and so many other men. I ain't marching anymore. I marched to the battle of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all war. Hell, I must have killed a million men. In the Japanese sky, I set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning. I ain't marching anymore. And they stand in the rubble where the towers fell, and they scream, "We must even up the score." Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason. I ain't marching anymore. Sing it out! I ain't marching anymore.
Example of updating, besides the last verse they did, but also adding the rich and the poor instead of the young and the old and the young. And right now we're going to skip over to Runa because our guitarist has to leave and be in another workshop. They're working, these guys. They're young, they have the energy, I guess. So we're going to have Runa go next.
This is a gorgeous song that I had never heard of Phil's before. This is called Bracero. Wade into the river through the river.
Shake your body as the dust will draw you thirsty, but your muscles beg for mercy. Zero. Like a fruit the youth was sowing. When the weary night embraces sweet shacks that could be cages, it will take it from your wages. Oh, welcome to California, where the friendly farmer will take care of you.
Another song. There's a woman in Florida named Amy Carol Webb. She took that song and added another verse. I don't remember the words to the verse, but her last chorus was, "Welcome to Arizona, where the local sheriff will take care of you." So the songs keep growing. And now back to my neighbors, Kim and Reggie Harris.
Come as close as the air, sharing a memory of rain, and wander in my words, and dream about the pictures that I've shadows that shine to one. swings through a hollow of haze. A race around the stars and a journey through a universe of blaze with change.
She's a keeper, huh? And now back to the legendary David Amram.
When we used to go to one of the institutes of higher learning called the Kettle Fish Bar or the Cafe Figaro, very often when they closed down around 4 o'clock and we still had some more field research, we would go out and Washington Square Park. I had done that with Jack Kerouac 10 years before Phil came to town. We used to just sit anywhere and everywhere and do what, whatever instruments were available until we were asked to leave. And some of Phil's songs I remember hearing when he didn't even have his guitar, and he would just sing something and do it a cappella or whatever instruments were around. This is such an incredible song that I thought I would try to do it that way. It's a kind of a crash course for everyone in what to do with your life and the choices that we have to make, because it shows the maxim that the only thing more difficult in our society than total obscurity is recognition. Because once you get the recognition, you're told, now you have to move to the next level. And if you go for that, you're finished. Phil knew that, and he wrote this extraordinary song about that whole trip. And seeing him in 1967 when he was singing in Washington, one of the highlights of his life, and seeing all the beautiful things that he did, he had seen it all, and he always encouraged younger people to try to go for the gold, not the gold jacket, but the beautiful, lasting values of music and poetry and commitment to other people. So this is a song that says all that. It's just an honor to do it here. We want to thank Sonny, too, because everyone should have a sister like her. So this will probably be unusual to start it off on a Chinese Husai, but if you knew Phil, it'd be most appropriate. Chords of Fame. Found him by the stage last night. He was breathing his last breath. A bottle of wine and a cigarette was all that he had left. I can see you make the music 'cause you carry a guitar. God help the troubadour who tries to be a star. So play the chords of fame, my friend. Play the chords of pain. And if you want to keep your song, don't play the chords of fame. I've seen my share of hustlers as they try to take the world. When they find their melody, they're surrounded by the girls. But it all fades so quickly, like a sunny summer day. Reporters ask you questions, and they write down what you say. So play the chords of love, my friend. Play the chords of pain. But if you want to keep your song, don't play the chords of fame. Innocence, they will put you up for sale. The more that you will find success, the more that you will fail. I've been around, I've had my share. I really can't complain, but I wonder what I left behind on the other side of fame. So play the chords of love, my friend. Play the chords of pain. And if you want to keep your song, don't play the chords of fame.
We have time to squeeze in one more song and then our finale. I guess we're back to Patekin.
Is this a sing-along?
This is so not a sing-along. So Phil was writing during the time of J. Edgar Hoover and COINTELPRO and the assassination of various members of the Black Panther Party. And so he wrote a song that was a cautionary tale, looking back through history at all the knocks on the door that people have received. And I think his point was a good one, which is that once you give the government that power to knock on your door and whisk you away, they never give that power up, not without a fight. Time in many a land, with many a gun in many a hand. They came by the night, they came by the day, came with their guns to take us away. With a knock on the door, knock on the door, here they come to take one more. One more. Back in the days of the Roman Empire, they died by the cross and they died by the fire. In the stone Colosseum, the crowd gave a roar, and it all began with that knock on the door. That old knock on the door, knock on the door, here they come to take one more. One more.
Have all passed, we've reached modern times. The Nazis have come with their Nazi war crimes. The power was there, yes. guess the power was found. 6 million people heard that same sound. That old knock on the door, knock on the door. Here they come to take one more.
It's called When I'm Gone. And I want to acknowledge Joe Hammer, the bass player in the corner. Nobody ever said who he was. Let's go.
Or I can gain when I'm gone.
So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
Sunny Oaks.